Friday. Today is April the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, spring is a time when a lot of folks like to think about planting trees, whether it's for a landscape, whether it's for a windbreak, or some other function they have on their property, whether it's seedlings or ones that you buy from a garden center. We're going to take some time this Friday morning, take a look in the backyard and garden, and give you tips to have success. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning and talk about trees and start off talking about planting bare root trees. Anybody that's participated in one of the area Soil and Water Conservation District tree seedling sales knows what I'm talking about. The seedlings come basically where the roots are exposed. They aren't necessarily in a pot or container that has soil. And so we want to talk about properly getting those established, and really successful establishment requires planning on the front end. It does take time. It does take proper planning and maintaining and protection from those seedlings over time. And the first thing, really, obviously, you're picking out your trees for a specific purpose, whether it's landscaping to build a windbreak or some other function on your property. But then you need to make sure you properly prepare the site. And no different than your garden, you're going to want to make sure you take care of any weed infestations. A lot of times folks wanted to go just dig a hole where that particular tree is going to be. But really, if you can till that area, make sure you've got the weeds out. Quality seedlings also are important, which typically if you're getting those through a soil and water conservation office, they're going to be buying from a reputable source. And then you want to make sure you care for those in handling during the time before and after, I guess, planting. So right now it may still be too wet in some situations to get those in the ground, and you may have picked them up a week or so ago already. So it's making sure that you do keep those properly moist so that those roots don't dry out, and really in a cool environment if you can. 33 to 40 degrees, they say 85 to 90% humidity is really ideal. That's sort of how the nurseries keep them until they're shipped and then when they're picked up. So you want to make sure you try and keep them in an environment so they aren't actively trying to grow, maybe keep them in a shaded place. One thing folks will sometimes do if they can't get them in the ground right away, but they still want to sort of get them in the ground to keep them living, they'll make what they call sort of a V-trench type thing. They'll dig sort of a V-pattern in the ground, they'll lay that bundle of trees in the ground, and then they'll just gently heal in soil around them and water it thoroughly. What that does is it puts them in the right environment, temperature and moisture-wise, to keep growing, even if the rest of the area is not fit to plant them at that time. That will help buy you a little bit of time until you can get them in. And then when it's time to plant, obviously there's various tools you can use. A dibble bar is probably one of the best tools to use to hand plant trees, and a lot of soil and water offices will have those or access to those, or you can get them at some of the garden centers too. A lot of them have blades that are 3 to 4 inches wide, 10 to 11 inches long, and you just sort of make that V-type indentation, if you will, in the ground. You basically put that straight in the ground, pull backwards to open the hole. You want to make sure that it's big enough for the entire root system to go in. You remove that bowl, that dibble bar from the hole. You put the tree in that hole, the roots down, and then you actually use that dibble bar a couple inches away from it, push it down in the ground, and use that to sort of push the soil back around so you're wedging the soil back into it, or you can use the heel of your shoe or boot to do that as well. Some people also use spades, and that's also effective a lot of times. The same idea, you're just sort of using it to wedge open a hole, set that tree in the slot with all the roots being able to go clear down to the bottom, and then making sure you're getting that soil contact back in with the roots so that the roots can start to take hold, get the moisture they need, and the nutrients. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take some time now and talk about planting trees. A lot of folks like to put trees in the ground in the spring. USDA's Gary Crawford has some tips.
Today I'm coming to you from my front yard where spring, yep, spring, I get it. Spring has me in its embrace, has me in the mood to plant a tree. And I have been looking over the yard here, and there is a nice empty spot right over there. It's just ready for a nice tree to go in there. But I have discovered that the process involves more than going to a store, buying a tree, digging a hole, plopping the tree in it, and going inside for lemonade. So on the speakerphone here with me, I've got Kansas State University Extension expert Ward Upham to help me out, and I am in tremendous need of some help.
No problem.
Okay, maybe a problem. You don't know yet. I have been told, of course, that I need to be pretty careful about what kind of tree to buy. Not just any old tree will do. Advice that I need to know what kind of trees will do well in the area here, in these soils, and in this space here, right?
Yeah, that is really important. And so what you want to do is talk to your local nurseryman, go into your local county extension office, and see what they recommend.
So I can't just bop down to my local home center or box store and pick up a tree?
If you go into some of the big box stores, they're going to have trees that were chosen for all over the United States. They may not be well adapted to your area, and they may not take quite as good a care of it as somebody that has a nursery or a garden center. And so if you go to local nurserymen, they're going to know what does well.
Okay, and I guess I need to do more homework, get some idea of how big this tree is going to get.
They'll usually tell you on the tag, you know, what its final height's going to be and what its final width's going to be.
Yeah, I think I need to know that, because now that I look at it, that spot over there, I don't know. It might be a problem to put a tree in there, a problem 10 or 15 years down the road, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. You need to really choose a place where you can envision what it's going to look like when it's mature. So people put it right next to a sidewalk, not thinking that in 20 years it may break that sidewalk up. Or they put it too close to the house. That's another really common thing. And so you really have to be careful on where you place that tree.
Okay, Ward, thanks for the help. And I'm going to let you go now. And this weekend, I'm going to go to my local nursery, pick out a tree that will not accept the status quo, a tree that will want to go out on a limb and branch out. No, okay, Ward, it wasn't that funny. Next time, the physical art of digging holes and planting trees. This is Gary Crawford reporting from my front yard for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.